So tonight, as we prepare for the table, if you would like to read along, our reading tonight will be John 17. As we think about the Lord's Prayer, as He prayed and spoke to the Father, as He prepared to be betrayed by Judas, John 17, Jesus spoke these things, and lifting up His eyes to heaven, He said, "Father, the hour has come. Glorify Your Son, that the Son may glorify You, even as You gave Him authority over all flesh, that to all whom You have given Him, He may give eternal life. This is eternal life, that they may know You, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom You have sent. I glorified You on the earth, having accomplished the work which You have given Me to do. Now, Father, glorify Me together with Yourself, with the glory which I had with You before the world was. I have manifested Your name to the men whom You gave Me out of the world. They were Yours, and You gave them to Me, and they have kept Your word. Now they have come to know that everything You have given Me is from You. For the words which You gave Me, I have given to them, and they received them and truly understood that I came forth from You, and they believed that You sent Me. I ask on their behalf. I do not ask on behalf of the world, but of those whom You have given Me, for they are Yours. And all things that are Mine are Yours, and Yours are Mine. And I have been glorified in them. I am no longer in the world, and yet they themselves are in the world, and I come to You. Holy Father, keep them in Your name, the name which You have given Me, that they may be one even as We are. While I was with You, I was keeping them in Your name, which You have given Me, and I guarded them, and not one of them perished but the son of perdition, so that the Scripture would be fulfilled. But now I come to You, and these things I speak in the world, so that they may have My joy made full in themselves. I have given them Your word, and the world has hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I do not ask You to take them out of the world, but to keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. As You sent Me into the world, I also have sent them into the world. For their sakes I sanctify Myself, that they may themselves also be sanctified in truth. I do not ask on behalf of these alone, but for those who believe in Me through their word, that they may all be one, even as You, Father, are in Me, and I in You, that they also may be in Us, that the world may believe that You sent Me. The glory which You have given Me, I have given to them, that they may be one just as We are one. I in them and You in Me, that they may be perfected in unity, so that the world may know that You sent Me and love them even as You have loved Me. Father, I desire that they also, whom You have given Me, be with Me where I am, so that they may see My glory which You have given Me. For You loved Me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, although the world has not known you, yet I have known you, and these have known that you sent me. And I have made your name known to them, and will make it known, so that the love with which you loved me may be in them, and I in them. Heavenly Father, we thank you for sending the Lord Jesus, our Lord and Savior, and leaving us with the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your supreme sacrifice. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you said no to your own will and yes to the will of God. And how we thank you for praying for us. And how your prayer for us even tonight is powerful and real and living. So Lord, as you prayed, how I pray tonight and ask, Lord, that you would make your name known to us again, fresh and new, as we gather at this table. That we might truly be captured by the love with which you loved us in giving yourself. Heavenly Father, thank you for loving us through Jesus. Forgive us when we come to this table carelessly. Forgive us when we come to this table out of routine. Forgive us when we come to this table unworthy. So, Lord Jesus, you prayed that we would experience and know the love with which you've loved us and that you would be in us. We thank you, Lord, for being in us as a result of us trusting you as Lord and Savior and being born again. We thank you that Christ in us is the hope of glory. So tonight we gather at this table, remembering your extreme, complete expression of love. You laid down your life, you died for us, that we might have eternal life. So this is why we come to this table, so we never forget what you have done. Forgive us when we forget. Forgive us when we disobey. Forgive us when we walk away and forsake you. Forgive us when we turn our back on you because of the things that charm us from this world. So tonight, Lord, we come and we seek to prepare our hearts and our minds to receive these elements representing your supreme sacrifice for us. Paul the Apostle reminds us of coming to the table and how we're to come. Therefore, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But a man must examine himself, and in so doing, he is to eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks judgment to himself, if he does not judge the body rightly. For this reason, many among you are weak and sick, and a number sleep. But if we judged ourselves rightly, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are disciplined by the Lord so that we will not be condemned along with the world. So then, my brethren, when you come together, wait for one another. So tonight, as we already prepared ourselves, we again come to this place And this time in our praying, we will take a moment to remember and judge rightly the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. His body, His flesh, and His blood. Judge rightly the body, fully human. Jesus Christ our Lord laid down His life that we might have life. Fully human. His nerve endings, He experienced the pain of crucifixion and the agony of a cross. Fully human. Judge rightly the body of the Lord. His death was real. His suffering was real. His agony was real. Judge rightly the body of the Lord, Paul says, and His blood. The blood in His veins like the blood in our veins. Spilled out. The life blood poured out of Him. And He died. And Jesus said, do what you do at the table, remembering Me. Paul said, remember the body. Remember the body of Jesus. So Heavenly Father, now we wait on one another. We do not hurry to take this supper together. We do not hurry. We wait. We wait on one another. We wait on one another that we might all be ready together at this table. And by faith, understand that You are present here among us as You always are. That You are our honored guest. And we welcome You. And we confess You as Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord. The ruler of all the earth. The King of kings and the Lord of lords who will come one day. So now, Holy Spirit of God, help us, enable us to understand what we are about to do. May we never take lightly the time we come to the table. We've sought to cleanse ourselves, and as we learn from the Lord Jesus this morning, Heavenly Father, forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors. While we continue in prayer, would the deacons make their ways to the front, we'll prepare for the supper. As we read each time we come to the table, Paul said, for I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, in the night in which He was betrayed, took bread and He gave thanks. So at this time, as we remember the body of the Lord Jesus sacrificed for us, we give thanks. So let's pray at this time.
Dear Father, as we come to this table, and Lord, in remembrance of You, Lord, thank You for all You've done for us. Lord, as we think of this bread, as it represents Thy body, beaten and broken. Lord, for our sins. Lord, we're sorry for what we had to put You through. For us. But Lord, we thank You that You had a greater plan. Lord, we love You and praise You. Lord, as we take this bread, Lord, may we always remember You. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
So Jesus took the bread, he broke it, he gave thanks. He said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after the meal, he took the cup and gave thanks. So at this time, we'll give thanks for the blood of Jesus.
Father, help us to remember as we take this cup that it represents your blood that you shed for us, Father, to wash us clean, white as snow, Father, that there would be no more sin in our lives. We thank you for your sacrifice for us, Father. Help us to remember that apart from your blood, there is no redemption of sin. We thank you for your sacrifice and your love for us, Father, that you were willing to go to the cross and suffer such a cruel death. Help us to remember each time we take the cup, Father, that you shed every ounce of blood for us. We pray this in your name, Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
So in the same way, he took the cup after the supper, gave thanks, and he said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Amen. Let's stand together. And as we're dismissed, we do something often here. If you're a guest with us, this might be a little bit unfamiliar, but we're going to join hands across the aisle. And then we're going to bless, we're going to speak a blessing to one another. And may the Lord bless you. We hope you'll be back Wednesday night. And so we say this blessing often. And if you're a guest with us tonight, God bless you. May the Lord bless you. We hope you'll come back and be with us. And I'll repeat these phrases and then you say them together. This is our blessing tonight. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. God bless you. Have a great week.